And this story belongs to a woman named Mary, who is no longer with us, but it's a great story and I'd like to tell it. I work in the wardrobe field, and Mary was a supervisor of mine a few years back. We were handling a very common product in wardrobe, which is a false breast. We call them cutlets, chicken cutlets. They look like a chicken cutlet. They're sort of wiggly and floppy and flesh-toned. Some of them have nipples on them, and we were unpacking the cutlets for this actress that was about to come in for a fitting. And Mary saw these, and it reminded her of this story. And she said, you know, she's like, I got to tell you this story about this time when I used these cutlets. She's like, you know, they didn't used to make them with the nipples on them, but now that they have the nipples on them, she's like, I thought they were awesome. And I got all dressed up to go out this one night, and I wore these cutlets. She's like, it made me feel really good. She's like, I just wanted to see what it was going to be like to be, you know, to have these really nice boobs. And Mary was kind of an old hippie, and she had this kind of long, shaggy hair, and she was a trim woman, but not really full-breasted. And so for her to kind of get herself gussied up and put on her boobs, I think it was going to be a good night out at the bar. And she said, I met this guy and things were going so well and we were having such a good time. And I mean, we'd been talking for hours, you know, and it was just so great. She was like thinking to herself, she said, these really have made a difference. She's like, I met a nicer kind of a guy, you know, with these, and this is amazing. And so near the end of the night, you know, she was about to pack her things and head on to her house. And the guy was like, well, we're going to your place. We're going to mine. And Mary was like, what do you mean? I'm not that kind of a girl. Like, I don't understand why you think that I've given you the green light for us to just go home together. And he said, lady, what are you talking about? You're crazy. He's like, I've been fondling your nipples for the last 2 hours. And of course, because Mary was wearing a silicone boob with a nipple on it, she had no clue that the guy had been fingering her nipples. So, anyways, there's that.
You're listening to Bee Stories. Everybody's got 'em. Find more at beestories.com.